This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to miss any time with Greg Wooldridge, former commanding officer, Blue Angels, the U.S. Navy's finest pilots. Now, not all of them go through Top Gun, I don't believe, but we're talking the best of the best, and there could be nothing finer. My dad was Air Force. And the day he met Blue Angels with me was the day I mattered to him. I'm telling you, like, everything we'd done in radio, everything, I paid off their house, everything. But my dad, he didn't fly that day. But we have a picture of my father and I standing next to the Blue Angels at, I believe we're at Richards Gebauer. And I will tell you, that is the day that my dad looked at me like I had done something with my life.
Our next guest is a public speaker and veteran of 27 years of naval aviation, having served as a United States Navy captain from 1970 to 1997, and serving an unprecedented three tours as commander of the famed Blue Angels. And today, he's here to talk about the brand new documentary featuring never-before-seen footage that chronicles a year with the Navy's elite flight demonstration squadron, the Blue Angels, coming out tomorrow in IMAX theaters and streaming on May 23rd. Please welcome the man known as Boss, Greg Wooldridge.
Glad to be here. Greg, this is great. How are y'all?
Good, good, man. Glad to have you, man. Congratulations on the new IMAX film.
Thank you. We are so excited about it. It's some of the best film. It is the best film I've ever seen, but the footage is spectacular and unparalleled, unrivaled.
Well, that's the thing, really though, cool. Right? Like, I mean, we've seen IMAX and we've seen Blue Angels films, but now the technology is so good, the cameras are so amazing, the frames per second, the clarity, our ability to shoot and edit and create, and it really does, it's the closest most people ever to them really understanding what you guys see, what you're doing.
Yeah, Johnny, you know what's funny is I saw the movie for the first time and I said, whoa, those guys were way too close to me.
So, right.
I got a whole different perspective. You know, you're out there. I like to use the analogy. You know, you bake the cake, and I baked the cake every time I went flying, but I never got to taste it. And you watch this movie, and you are tasting some sweet stuff.
When we talk about those patterns, those positions that you're holding, how far off each wingtip are you?
Eventually, the teams now eventually get down to 12 inches apart.
That's
so we have
a
wingtip over the wingman's canopy, 12 inches away, 400 miles an hour with those 28-ton jets. And the trust that takes is what makes everything so special. The trust and the camaraderie and the brotherhood and sisterhood. I'm long removed, but I love to keep saying we. There's a lady in the formation now for the first time. Started last year, Amanda Lee, call sign Stalin. Don't mess with her. She's in the formation, and that's just superb. So we were able to capture that in the movie, which you'll love it.
Speaking of Stalin and her call sign, your team was the only one to ever fly over Moscow and do the air show.
Yes, sir. We flew in the 90s. In fact, Rob Stone, the guy that was one of the executive producers on this movie, chronicled that in the Blue Angels Around the World Speed of Sound, award-winning documentary that's still out there. And we actually did take the team to 8 countries, including Plovdiv, Bulgaria, and Romania, and a bunch of them, and flying an air show over Moscow. It was a thrill, a treat, and may not ever happen again, but it was great.
Does Russia have a version of the Blue Angels? Do they have a team that you guys would meet while you were there doing that?
They had the Russian Knights, and they flew the SU-27 Flanker. And what was really unique about that trip was each of our teams has a couple of two-seaters, and we took their pilots in the back seat of our F-18s, and we went in the back seat of their airplanes. Never happened before, and talk about just a thrill of a lifetime to actually ride in something that we had studied how to beat them up, you know?
Sure, yeah. And you guys, but you transcend that moment, right? That military foe situation. You're then your pilots, right? Like you guys are just the best of the best. You guys are like, you want to see how this works? Here we go.
Yeah, and flying with the Russians, we learned that, you know, it's a brotherhood. Aviation, you know, creates a passion for it. And, you know, they love their families. We talked about how schools worked and, you know, all the stuff that everybody loves, you know. So it was a great trip. It was.
Now, and Ryan, who put you through, he's in for today, is a jet pilot, a corporate jet pilot here. And I watched him start single engines and literally within a space of just a few short years end up as a captain in jets. It was amazing to watch him do it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Aviation is full of opportunities and creates so many great things, not just in aviation, but the things that are required to keep it going really benefit everybody.
No, it's magic, isn't it? We fly. We dream of flying when we're children. We watch the planes go by every. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. Going out to Richards Gabar to the air shows. The first time I met the Blue Angels, flew with the Blue Angels back in the 90s. And
did you fly with them?
Yeah, I got to do a meteor ride. Yes. Yes.
Oh, sweet.
And yes, I went out. Yes, they definitely. I didn't throw up, but they put me out.
You know what? I'll tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody. My first ride in the back seat of a Blue Angel jet, I passed out twice. Yes. You know, and I think it was, and I look back on it, and I said, they were giving me no pun intended, but they were giving me a wake up call. You know, hey buddy, you better get your act together because this is tough. So we're in the same boat, Johnny. How about that?
In my head, I was always like, listen, I know I'm the media guy, and this is what you guys do. I'm like, there's no way this isn't. You know, we're going out because. You just, the training isn't there, the hook maneuver, by the way, there's no way to not do it. If the guy pulls the G's, and you're just a rank amateur guy taking a ride for a civilian, I don't believe that anybody could fight that and get past it.
I had come from the fleet as a fighter pilot to lead the team, and, I thought, okay, I got this figured out, you know, and I get out there and they black me out. I'm going, what? Come on. I got to take a step up here.
Oh, and my father was Air Force, and I will tell you, he thought the radio thing was kind of neat, and he was probably okay with how I acted as a kid, but the day I introduced him to the Blue Angels at Richards Gabauer in the 90s, and he took his photograph, and he got to walk to the planes, and those guys were so good to him as soon as they realized also that he was Air Force, that's the day that I'd done something with my life.
You know what we called Richards Gabauer? Dickie Goober.
That was the nickname of it, Dickie Goober?
The nickname of the field, yeah. I think I flew there in the 90s. I might have seen you.
I'm sure. Listen, we never missed an air show. My father took us to every Dickie Goober air show there ever was. I mean, it was. We looked forward to it every year, climbing through the military, the cargo planes, the fake strafing missions where the big bombs would go off, seeing those guys fly. It started up to the point where and you love this as a pilot, this horrifies everybody. We built an experimental powered parachute in my garage and flew the goddamn thing.
Oh, you did? Right. Oh, that's the inspiration. And in this movie, we want it to have that kind of inspiring effect to make young people especially go out and do something unique, challenging. It requires discipline, learning. You know, that's a sweet thing about it. And what I love to say is this movie shows American exceptionalism. And shows it greatly.
It does. And it says, in the right way, by earning it, by working towards it, by showing how good you can be. And it takes real work and real dedication. And that's the pride that I like to see. You know, that's the stuff I know. You weren't born to it. Right. It wasn't given to you. You weren't lucky. You had to work.
Right. Overcoming your fears,
yeah.
You know, powering through it.
I can't
wait. You got to power through it.
There's a new IMAX docufilm, The Blue Angels, exclusively in IMAX theaters starting this Friday, May 17th, streaming on Prime on the 23rd. And, Greg, I know they've got you going interview to interview, but thank you so much for stopping by today, man. I absolutely loved it.
My pleasure. Casey, I love that area. My nephew has a couple of shops there. Pickleman's. I got to put a plug in. Pickleman's, though, anyway.
Absolutely.
Great place.
Pickleman's is great, man. Fantastic joint.
Yeah.
Stay right there, man. Hold on a second. Guys, go watch it. I'm telling you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.